when we look at the pace of innovations and changes, it is faster than ever. All of these technology advancements and the business disruptions that's taking place is really creating massive data across, and text messaging is one of them.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And this week, the Vice President of Data Strategy and Analytics, Charlie Shin from the Indianapolis Colts, one of our partners, one of our clients. And so excited to have you today, Charlie.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah.
Excited to talk about data and technology and everything else.
Yeah, we're gonna go real nerdy on you guys today, because data is something that we talk about at K-Launch. I just said it to Charlie right before we started recording. Everything with text messaging overall is fun, interactive. We want to engage fans, engage Colts fans specifically. But really, the underlying factor is so the Colts can learn about their fans and then better serve those fans to have an experience. We're working with Charlie and the team over at the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, for training camp. And so, Charlie, talk about the experience working with us and really what fans are experiencing during training camp here this August.
Absolutely. This partnership has been a really good one for many years now with the Colts. And we're excited about another year of a camp where we're inviting all of our fans back to our training camp at the Westfield, and kind of using the technology to make sure that we're communicating the right message to our fans at the right time. So it's been great so far. We have over thousands of people that have signed up to attend. And so far we've gotten many people across the training camps, and they're engaged and really been focusing on making sure that we're communicating the information about our camps. There's a lot of events that's taken place throughout the days to make sure that they're aware of what's happening, as well as providing any types of information that could be relevant to the events that they're attending.
And those specifically would be text messages for training camp information. So emergency situations, as well as event information, and really just making sure to give also fans a way to communicate with the brand of the Colts as well. Right, Charlie?
Absolutely. What we've done this year that was different than previous years is that, once they register, we have their information. So we're providing a message out to all of the attendees day before, just reminding them that, hey, don't forget to come out for the camp the next day that they've signed up for. And then we're asking them question: are they coming out with families? Or are they coming out friends or colleagues, to be able to kind of provide that personal experience? So for example, if they were to respond back saying, hey, we're gonna be out there with our family, then the content of the message that we're gonna be communicating to them will be more geared towards the family. So the kids' activities, the merchandising that's more relevant to the families, versus if you text back as a friend or colleagues, then the information that they're gonna get is going to be more relevant to those audiences.
It's super segmentation or specialized segmentation for the fan is kind of the way we go. Fan engagement has been part of vocabulary at K-Launch for years. We were kind of able to do it in 2019. We got paused on 2020, obviously, but 2021 has been a great experience for a lot of from our perspective. Also, Charlie, we're getting a lot of information back from the fan to say, like, hey, just a heads up, right? This line is really long. You guys, think about it, right? And so we're able to give you kind of feedback to you as a as an organization that will help maybe adjust or change things as the season goes on.
No, absolutely. That's a great example, because we've actually gotten some texts back, people mentioning that, hey, an emergency came up, so I won't be able to attend the camp. And we respond back telling them, hey, that's completely fine. Don't forget, here's a link again. If you want to come out, just select, it's a free event. So just sign up for the event again, and feel free to come out. So they feel like they're engaged, not with just a machine with an automated message, but there's an actual person behind it.
Why is this not spam? Why do you believe, now obviously this is a tailored question here, kind of a loaded question. Why are we not spamming, or why do people not feel like it's spam at the Colts?
Absolutely. It's the relevancy, right? So we're only messaging to those people that have set that they're going to be attending the camp. So when we send out information that is related to the camp, then naturally it's relevant information that they need in order to participate. So it's not a spam for them, right? We're not trying to completely, you know, provide a complete different message or promotions. It's something that they're going to be involved with the following days, as well as all of the messages that are sent afterwards is either about telling them, hey, the practice is about to start. Hey, here's a map to our the Colt City where we have all the different types of activations that's taking place. Hey, here's a information about the promotional merchandise for today. So everything that they're getting messaged in their text is relevant information for the activities that they're participating in. So that's, because of that, I think we've seen a really low opt-out rate. So we've seen less than 1% of people actually opting out from our message, which is, far below the industry average that we see. So it's been great. And, people are excited about getting those type of information because it's hard when you're attending an event and there's so many things that's happening around you.
Yeah. Yeah. Timing, you don't want to miss things. I know my kids were all over the fact that there were assigned autograph balls in the kid camp. And like there's a lot to worry about. And plus you want to make it so they're having a good time and have a memory.
Absolutely.
Something else that we're doing that we talked about, if you go to my YouTube page, just Joe Melillo or Joseph Melillo, you'll find that I did a section about how text can be used for nonprofits. And Coach Reich's not today, it's called, so K-N-O-T, nonprofit called Not Today, they're using our texting service at camp to activate. So talk about that relationship a little bit too, Charlie.
Absolutely. There's so many good work that's been done through the nonprofit organizations like Knots Today, but also there's a lot of other partners that we work with. And the kicking the stigma is another initiative that we've started this year.
Right.
That really focuses on the mental health and the importance of that. So they're also part of this process. But, what we wanted to do was provide some fun to the audiences that are attending the camps. And there's a little treasure hunt that they're able to do by going to different locations within the camps to find leads to kind of text back. And if they visit all of the places, they are entered into a win a prize. So it's another kind of way of providing some engagement and opportunity for fans to have fun at the camp besides just beyond just watching the practice.
Vice President of Data Strategy and Analytics, Charlie Shin here again with the podcast. And let's go into that data analytics strategy. Those are big time words, kind of a new position at the Colts, but it's important. And how does text add to the data strategy of the organization?
Well, it's an important touch point, right? Especially when we look at the pace of innovations and changes that are taking place in the world now, it is faster than ever. All of these technology advancements and the business disruptions that's taking place is really creating massive data across, and text messaging is one of them. But it's important for the organizations like us to make sure that we're able to look at all the data that are being created to understand about our consumers and understand their difficulties or needs that they might have in terms of how they want to consume our brands or our services and our products. And that's where the data really becomes an important piece in understanding and getting those insights. And then through that, we're able to activate on these data, right? So if certain behaviors are being shown through the usage of these technologies, we could actually use that information to determine, oh, guess what? This group of people that are engaging are likely to be a family. Therefore, we need to be personalizing our message or products that are more tailored to their needs. And that would help us not only enhance the consumer's experience, but that could, will also drive our business and conversions down the line.
step away from the Colts for a second, take off the Colts hat, and just talk about how important data is overall for strategy for a business or organization that's, in your mind, I mean, it's kind of, again, giving you a softball here.
No, absolutely.
Can someone in the world now do it without data, or is it just like ridiculous if you can?
It's funny because I think about a year and a half ago, Economist magazine put out this article or a story with a front line that said the world's most valuable resource is no longer the oil, but data. And we've seen companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon rise to the top really by leveraging and innovating through the data to deliver a greater value to their consumers. So that in itself just speaks to how important it is and how companies could do a better job in leveraging that resource, right? When you think about oil, oil in itself isn't valuable unless you go through the refinement and then having the infrastructure to deliver those oils and then having the products or services that uses those oils. It's data is the same thing. Data in itself, the raw data, doesn't really provide much of a value unless you start going into them, analyzing the analytics. I mean, AIs and all the technology that are out there now allow us to take this massive data that are being created to be able to use them and gain insights, and then also use them to provide a personalized and customized experience so that we could maximize their satisfactions, and that leads to greater revenue generation. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done, and you know, that is the key area nowadays that many of the organizations are focused on.
It's great insight, and we really appreciate your time, Charlie. This has been really great. I'd love to for you to leave us with maybe a word of advice for someone who maybe be a business owner. You know, you're kind of a big deal. You're at a big organization in this Indianapolis Colts, but data can be used and strategy like what you guys are doing at the Colts can be used on a small scale as well. So maybe some advice for those folks.
I've always tell people to start small and then kind of build on top of that, right? You don't need a huge technology infrastructures to make this happen. It's all about understanding what are some of the most important data points that's going to help you understand more about your consumers that you could act on, right? So it's not just about collecting data for the sake of collecting. It's more about the quality of data than the quantity of data. So focus on the important data points that's going to help you understand your consumers and see where you are able to collect them, and then you know, find the ways to get those information and then act on it. And you know, it doesn't require a massive investment or technology to make that happen.
Sure, but if you do want to use a massive investment in technology, you're going to call K-Launch and Carano, because we can just ask the people via text message your
there
data
you
points
go.
That you want to learn. Hey, what's your favorite color? Is it orange or is it black? Well, we will absolutely learn a lot about you if you can send a text. I got to put a plug in there. Come on.
Well,
this is our podcast.
It's the Colts blue, right?
It's only the Colts blue. It's never
absolutely.
It's never like Hunter green or white.
Nope.
Nobody
not
wants
at all.
That.
We don't like orange.
I love it. Hey, Charlie, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me, Joe.
All right. We'll see you guys at camp. And until next time, I'm your host, Joe Melillo. Thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. See you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.